Hello everyone, it's Dr. Dave. Hopefully you're all doing well, enjoying your week, looking forward to another wonderful Tuesday. I'm here with your daily health update for July the 10th, 2018. Going to share some interesting tidbits of information with you to help steer your health and wellness in the right direction. We kind of plug you in on a daily basis to help combat all the misinformation and negative aspects that sometimes influence our health through society. And we're not going to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any illness or disease during our time together today. But like I said, it may be the little spark that you need to take some action. And that action is always best done in conjunction with a healthcare provider to make sure everything works out best for you and your health and wellness. We're going to look at mental attitude first today. Atrial fibrillation combined with diabetes, depression raises dementia risk. Swedish researchers reviewed 5 years of health data concerning over 12,000 older adults with atrial fibrillation and found that those with either diabetes or depression had an increased risk for developing dementia during this time. That from the journal Geroscience, June 2018. I think that's just a quick flash on what happens when you have multiple health conditions that confound each other. You end up probably more likely to continue to have other health problems because your body's just not working as well. So atrial fibrillation is a defect in one of the valves in the heart and or the way that one of the chambers is firing. And that along with diabetes or depression now increases your risk for developing dementia. So some things to look out for if you're taking care of a loved one, an older family member, really important to improve the focus on brain health if there's these other health conditions. And those are also important to treat not only medically, but also check with your complementary healthcare providers like a naturopath to see what else can be done to support the body with those typical, with those kinds of diagnoses. This health alert is tonsil and adenoid removal may raise respiratory infection risk. Having one's tonsils and adenoids removed has been recommended to help reduce chronic earaches and breathing problems, but a new study suggests these procedures may also lead to a 2 to 3 times increased risk for respiratory infections. Based on the findings, Dr. Michael Grosso, the chair of pediatrics and chief medical officer at Northwell Health Huntington Hospital in Huntington, New York, writes, "Physicians should be aware of the possible health consequences of tonsil and adenoid surgery and continue doing what we hope to have done all along, which is to avoid operating on children unless there is a clear need." That's in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery, June 2018. Best to keep all your body parts unless absolutely necessary. Again, probably as a last resort, and doesn't hurt to get a second opinion in these challenging cases where you're a parent and these are some of the situations that we face. On the diet side, another study shows heart benefits of the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet focuses on fruits and vegetables, grains, olive oil, fish, lean meats, and nuts and seeds. In a 5-year study that involved over 7,000 people at high risk for heart disease, those who followed the Mediterranean diet had a substantially reduced risk for heart attack or stroke when compared with participants who consumed a low-fat diet. That from the New England Journal of Medicine, June 2018. Mediterranean dieting is a good reflection of one that offers a lot of moderation, a lot of variety, and is a good middle ground. There may be some health situations where that needs to be steered in favor of one direction or the other, with more or less protein, more or less fats. But I think in order to maintain health, this moderate kind of lifestyle diet, like the Mediterranean one, is probably very, very effective. On the exercise side, combine aerobic exercise and resistance training for better results. For older adults, a new study finds that combining aerobic exercise and resistance training may lead to better improvements in walking speed, lower limb strength, and abdominal fat than from engaging in either aerobic exercise or weight training alone. That from the Scandinavian Journal of Medicine and Science and Sports, June 2018. Again, as we just spoke with diet, exercise is probably no different. Engaging in a variety of activities that challenge your body in different ways is probably going to lead to the best level of health. So it's good to involve some level of aerobic exercise and some resistance or weight training as well in some kind of combination that makes sense for you. Again, if you're at one end of the spectrum already versus the other, then there may be some need to focus on one area than the other to get you to where it is easier to support than with some kind of moderate level of both. And on the wellness and prevention side, steps to help manage diabetes. Each year, nearly 2 million Americans are diagnosed with diabetes. If left untreated, diabetes can lead to heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, blindness, and other health issues. The National Institutes of Health recommends the following for patients newly diagnosed with the condition. Take time to learn about diabetes. Have your doctor help you develop a clear plan and goals to track your progress. Learn about the best ways to live with diabetes and visit your doctor regularly for routine care. That from the National Institutes of Health, June 2018. Diabetes management, along with the management of many health conditions, some people, once they get into a rhythm, they kind of neglect or leave behind some of the care or checking in with a healthcare provider. And I think once these conditions are in place, their level of care or interaction with a healthcare provider should probably be a little bit higher, just to maintain and maybe detect early if there needs to be any changes in that management. So definitely stay plugged in with your healthcare provider, especially if you're a diabetic. On the chiropractic side of things, manual therapy combined with traditional care helpful to those with complex regional pain syndrome. Complex regional pain syndrome, also known as CRPS, is a form of chronic pain that typically affects an arm or a leg and develops after an injury, a surgery, a stroke, or a heart attack. In this case study, two CRPS patients received manual therapy applied to the lumbar spine in conjunction with traditional treatments for the condition, including education, exercise, desensitization, and soft tissue techniques. Over the course of their care, both patients experienced improvements in spinal mobility, decreased pain, and reductions in distal referred symptoms. The study reveals the potential benefits of adding manual therapy of the spine to the treatment plan of those afflicted by CRPS. That from the Physiotherapy Theory and Practice Journal, June 2018. So sometimes where we feel the problem, even in these kind of complex situations in an arm or a leg, especially after an injury, it doesn't hurt to still look to the core, to the spine, through the nervous system to help with those conditions, because there definitely is a connection, something that chiropractic is very well known for. Today's quote comes from George S. Patton Jr. He says, "Pressure makes diamonds." So sometimes the challenges we go through can make us stronger, and it involves being persistent, consistent, and continuing to find different options and making good choices that are in line with our expectations, so we can have these great experiences every day, sometimes regardless of the challenges or what's going on in our lives. We keep wanting to try to make those diamonds, right? So I hope you have a diamond of a day today. Get out there, do your best, and check in with us again tomorrow. Going to have some great tidbits for you then as well, and I'll catch you then.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.